This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issued a stay-at-home order this week, closing any non-essential businesses and sending their workers home. However, home may not be the safest place to be for those who live with their abusers. KUNM's Taylor Velasquez has more.
People who face domestic violence are experiencing this pandemic just like the rest of us, but they also carry the weight of protecting themselves and possibly children from abuse. Pam Weissman, executive director of the New Mexico Coalition Against Domestic Violence, says that most domestic violence offenders never see jail time. She says our society often wrongly blames the victim.
People who are abused are not abused because there's something wrong with them or because they did something bad, right? It's because it's a pervasive part of our culture.
Weissman and her coworkers are still supporting programs all over the state that provide resources like shelters, services for children, and counseling. But this is a time when the community should recognize how common and stigmatized this violence is. For now, Weissman does not anticipate problems for victims seeking orders of protection, but said they are still in need of donations like food, supplies, and hotel rooms. For KUNM, I'm Taylor Velasquez.